You're listening to the audio edition of Chartered Banker Winter 2021 Special Report, The Next Frontier, Countering CBILS and BBLS Fraud. Government loan schemes are estimated to cost taxpayers £26 billion in unrepayable debt, including millions unwittingly handed to fraudsters. How can industry and institutions counter the threat? Here's Richard Lydon.
The Bounce Back Loan Scheme, BBLS, and Coronavirus Business Interruption Loan Scheme, CBILS, have provided a lifeline for millions of businesses across the UK at a time when the pandemic forced operations for many to grind to an unprecedented standstill. It has, however, come at a price. £26 billion, as the National Audit Office has estimated, is the amount of taxpayers' money that many small businesses will be unable to pay back as the full impact of almost a year of restrictions continues to be felt. And within that figure, a more sinister one, that of the billions of pounds that could have been lost to fraudsters cashing on the schemes, which have garnered some criticism for their hasty rollout and flimsy onboarding processes of those businesses applying. It's not just in the UK. Figures released by the US Small Business Association, the SBA, and Office of Inspector General, OIG, revealed that by July 2020, $14.3 billion worth of Economic Injury Disaster Loans, EIDLs, were approved for applications in which the recipient bank accounts differed from the accounts listed on the loan applications. In addition, a staggering $58 billion was distributed to applicants who had made multiple EIDL applications using the same IP addresses, email addresses, bank accounts, or businesses listed at the same address. Bill Truman, Joint Chief Executive of the Association of Independent Risk and Fraud Advisors, has been advising on fraud strategy for more than three decades and says that government-led schemes always come with an additional risk. What happened with the BBLS and CBILS is that the government has said it needs to get money out there to the people who need it, he says. It's told banks to lend the money, which it will underwrite, and lenders have been told not to be discriminative because it wants to get the money out there. If it rolled out a scheme that everybody applies for and nobody gets because of the controls and processes within the banks, it would get huge criticism from the media and the opposition for not getting the money out there fast enough. Now it's getting criticism for sending money out the door. You can't have it both ways. You can't hand over money that quickly in a social context without making all the necessary checks and not lose money.
This was a short extract from the Winter 2022 edition of Chartered Banker, a special report entitled The Best of Both Worlds, narrated by Richard Lydon.